This is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating a Sean Morse. Impression, I feel patient does meet criteria for diagnosis of major depressive disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. He apparently also has a history of panic disorder, although currently he's only having like one panic attack a month. Okay, number one, the claimant completed any forms required. Two, medical records that were reviewed will be posted. Three, detailed history of medical conditions and injuries and accidents was obtained. Four, I reviewed his diagnosis. I think his prognosis is guarded. Five, he meets the criteria for major depressive disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. He can at times watch TV together, but then his information has to be returned to work. Is not a psychiatric decision about being able to return to light duty, or to use his definition about returning to work. No medical treatment was rewarded to me locally. I did take an airplane by Hannah. His disabilities at work have been necessary to treat. This helps him remain in place for 4 more months. His current medical treatment seems reasonable and necessary, although it's not my specialty. I don't think he's met MMI. Nice if you could set that up for tomorrow, because usually Thursday is the day that he has a lighter schedule and that you have more control over your afternoons, I think. If that doesn't work, we'll have to set something up in Manchester. I think he should continue the weekly psychotherapy with his psychologist, and should undergo another medication trial with you, perhaps duloxetine. He could have a re-exam in 6 months to see if he's still slowly benefiting from the medication and the treatment plan. Okay, the end for now.